If you drop by Starbucks, there's now a chance that a union member is serving your coffee because workers have unionized many stores around the country. But the union drive has lately slowed, so NPR's Andrea Hsu asked why.
At this time last year, not a single company-owned Starbucks store had a union. Now, close to 250 stores have voted to unionize in 30-some states, and just last week, here in Washington, D.C.
We won!
It's an unprecedented feat, achieved with lightning speed, at a company that staked its reputation on being a progressive, generous employer. But here's a reality check. Unionized stores make up only a tiny fraction of the 9,000 Starbucks locations in the U.S. Moreover, in recent months, the number of stores seeking union elections has plummeted from a high of 71 stores in March to a low of 8 in August.
People are scared. I mean, we're scared. We're terrified.
Jasmine Lolly is a barista at a Starbucks in Buffalo, where the union drive got its start. When I ask her about the slowdown in momentum, she's quick to place blame.
I definitely think it was the union busting 100%.
Organizers have been fired. Stores have been closed. The union has charged Starbucks with hundreds of violations of labor law. Now, Starbucks denies it's breaking the law. The company says the firings and store closures have nothing to do with the union. In an email to NPR, the company says it respects its workers' rights to organize. Regardless, the actions have had a chilling effect. Lolly worries that any small infraction is now cause for discipline.
Any one of us could be terminated at any time for any reason.
But another move by Starbucks also appears to be making a difference. Starbucks has always been known for its generous benefits, healthcare, company stock, free college tuition. Well, in the spring, the company announced a new slate of benefits, things like expanded training, tipping on credit card machines, a relaxation of the dress code.
A lot of the things were things that we specifically asked for.
But there was a catch. In a call with investors, CEO Howard Schultz made clear the new benefits and even some wage increases were for non-union stores only.
We do not have the same freedom to make these improvements at locations that have a union or where union organizing is underway.
While legally questionable, it's turned out to be a highly effective counterpunch. Suddenly, joining the union had some very obvious downsides. At a unionized Starbucks in Falls Church, Virginia, Galen Berg, a shift supervisor and union organizer, has been confronted with questions from new employees.
They kind of get a little angry because they're like, well, how come we're not getting these benefits? And we do have to do a little bit of damage control with that.
There are also the employees who voted no in the election. They're vehemently against the union, Berg says, in part because they can't get the additional benefits.
And that's hard to combat because we don't have anything right now.
In some unionized stores, employees have asked for transfers out. Berg did the opposite, transferring to the Falls Church location after the union campaign at their previous store failed. But these days, Berg admits to feeling disheartened.
I've backed off from my former, like, gung-ho, gotta unionize them all attitude. Like, that's kind of gone now.
What's not gone? Berg's deep-seated belief that only a union contract will bring the security and protections they're seeking. They want everything the non-union stores have gotten and more put in writing.
I really feel like we're going to get there. It's just taking time.
And what could take a lot more time, hammering out a deal. Contract negotiations begin this month. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.